but Antebellum was wonderfully good to them, you know. I mean, it goes both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, so sure it was.
Your mum, sort of, your mother, was Antebellum your favourite in the family after his brother died, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think Marge, what I can, looking back on it, Margaret and Isabella were very close in age, and I mean, I think Grandma was sort of not so close as the other two. I think they left home together and,
right.
and they batched, I suppose you'd say, or lived in Dunedin together.
That would be Auntie Belle and Auntie Hazel. Madge.
So what did Madge do?
Well, I can't remember what Madge did, but it would be on that one from the girl, the panel. You see, Auntie Madge was her grandmother.
So the girl panel has a family.
She's got a, yeah, she's gone into it in a very big way, and she'd be able to tell you the boat they came out on.
Right.
And the home where old Granny Cardinal and old Granny Greg lived.
In the
time? No, before she left Scotland.
Oh.
She's got the name of the street in Scotland.
Goodness me.
And she's done a so little, she's been overseas.
What's her name? Margaret Pennell?
Margaret Pennell, yes.
Where does she live?
Well, she lives in Christchurch, and her father was Pennell's shoe shop, isn't it? Used to be, yes.
So was she in the parish in Christchurch?
No, they were Anglicans. They were Methodists, I think, for one thing, but
So then, and then there was your mother, and what did she do when she
Joan's written, well, I don't think that they had any higher education than just being at six at school, which was normal in those days. And she was the dentist nurse, Mr. Blakey, his name was. And business was
terrible, being working in
dentistry.
Pulling out teeth.
Evidently, he was a great puller out of teeth. He was very, very gifted. And my mother used to say, in those days, it was, you know, if people had trouble with their teeth, they'd have to get their teeth out. And so many of them couldn't afford to put false ones in.
Once they're gone, they're gone.
And tell me another story about the Alec Harvey's cat that went around the world.
Harvey's cat. Well, Uncle Alec.
No,
he wasn't Petty. I can't think of his name. Tom, Uncle Alec was always keen on cats. And he used to he'd go over to the fish shop and buy them all a piece of sole or something and bring it home and smile at Mary, the cook, to see if she would cook it for him.
Cook it for the cat?
For the cat. And he'd have it all cooked and give it to the cats, and the cats grew fat and beautiful. Well, one particular one was Tom. And Uncle Alec always used to lock the door at the hotel at night. He never went to bed and let these guests out, you see. Of course, in those days, things were different. And he was more or less responsible for the people who were under his roof.
More like a house.
Yeah, it was, really. And he always used to have a rest in the early afternoon between 1 o'clock and 3, I think it was.
Well, start off at the beginning.
The
sailors were in the hotel.
No, but I haven't. No, come on to this stuff. He always used to go up to his room and have a rest. And Tom, this cat that he had, he was a beautiful tabby, used to always climb up the stairs when it was time for the pair of them to have a sleep, and he'd go up and sit on the armchair, on the arm of the chair, and he'd go sound asleep there every morning, every day that Tom did that. And one day there were some sailors came in from a certain boat, I don't know what boat it was, but they were in the bar, and Tom walked in. He sort of owned the place, you see, and these sailors said, "Oh, we'd like to have your cat. What about giving us your cat? We'd give him a good job. He'd have a great time on board ship, you know, catching all the mice and things." And Uncle Alec said, "Look, you'd take anything before me, but you'd never take my Tom away." Well, that night, the next day, Tom didn't come and go in with them. Uncle Alec was a bit concerned, and then they realised that the sailors had gone, and so had Tom gone.
And the ship had sailed.
Yes, the ship had sailed, and Tom
had gone. And Tom
poor Alec was very upset about losing Tom. Well, it was over a year later, I think 15 months was the record, when those sailors arrived back. And Uncle Alex sort of thought he recognised them and asked them. Of course, they were as innocent as anything. They didn't know anything. It might have been a different crew anyway. But that day, the scraggy-looking cat arrived at the back door, and Mary shooed it away, and it turned around, and the old cat came in the other door, and in the end, it made a beeline through the house, through the kitchens, and up the stairs. And at 1 o'clock, it was on Alex.
On the chair.
Yeah. Well, from then on, he lived.
He's not many in the left.
And he shooed the cat away, didn't he? He didn't recognize it.
It only had half a tail.
Yeah,
and
half
a tail. His ears were all tattered, and he looked terrible. But he lived to a great age after.
But then he got in touch with the cook and told her to cook the best for the side.
He couldn't get down the road quick enough to buy the fish for Tom. That was Tom. So
Tom's
I've heard of other cats doing that, but to think that a cat would know to get on that ship. He'd been around the world and get off at
Dunedin.
Back in Dunedin, yeah.
Well, Port Chalmers, how far from the port was it?
Oh, it wouldn't be Port Chalmers, it must have been coming to Dunedin. Yeah. It wasn't really very far from the Lawports, really, but that old Tom got back.